This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go all across the country. If you haven't downloaded that Odyssey app, do it. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. Thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, February 28th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by John Auville.
No leap year last time I checked, so I believe this is the last day of February.
It is.
And yeah. I believe it's the first day of sunset past 6 p.m.
Ah, very
right.
Good.
Or maybe right at 6 p.m.
We're inching closer to beautiful days.
That's right, Jason beautiful Bishop's days. Here.
I am.
And daylight savings is not that far away. We're going to leap forward at some point.
That's not leap forward. You spring forward and you fall back.
It's early in the morning, man.
Yeah, I understand. You're in a brain haze. These things happen.
Spring forward.
Fall back.
Fall back.
Spring forward, fall back. It's very easy to remember.
Spring and leap can be used as synonyms.
Yeah, it's not really the way it's used.
Yeah, spring forward. Yeah, I can't wait for that. Getting more light in the evening.
Yes.
Though I do like getting that extra hour of sleep. Though you pay for it. You do pay for it. Because it gets dark but early.
It's dark at 4:50.
Which I don't like.
Yeah.
Not a fan of.
Matt, what's up, boys?
Good morning, Jason Bishop.
How was your Thursday? Thursday night? Bit season,
new episode out.
long day yesterday, yep. Recording.
What was the A topic?
Oh, we talked about your depression for a little bit. We talked about how we are going to save the Hooters franchise. And Drab's love of artificial intelligence.
Drab loves him some AI.
He loves AI.
Huh?
Why is that?
Just trying to stay a step ahead of everybody else, not get left behind.
All right.
Drab's goal is to replace everyone at this station with AI.
Ooh.
Nice.
Okay. Everybody? I mean, would
everybody.
He's joking.
That would make things cheaper.
Can we still get paid? You can replace me.
If there's a replacement Jason Bishop, I'm guessing the real Jason Bishop
will not get paid.
He'd have zero paycheck.
Oh, okay.
He'd have to look elsewhere.
That wouldn't be good.
Drab can't stop using AI for everything in his life.
Okay. If you're not using the ChatGPT or Grok on Twitter.
Right, just falling behind.
It's just you're doing so much more work than you have to.
Mm. I haven't really leaned into it.
Know what? You guys have all these. I'm sure it could do your taxes for you. I'm sure it could do anything.
You're probably right.
Well, my guy Richard Simmons, who I saw yesterday, would be very bitter if I used Gronk to do my taxes instead of him.
I'd rather use Gronk than Grok do my taxes.
Gronk not coming back. Grok here to stay.
Different versions.
I'm very disappointed in Drab because I view Drab as a creative person, and I feel like this is taking the creativity out of his life.
Oh, okay. Mm. He's now being enslaved to robots and AI.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe AI killed Gene Hackman.
Something definitely did.
I don't think AI killed Gene Hackman.
Are you sure? Okay.
I mean,
maybe. I think old age.
Yeah. I don't know. It's been so weird.
I mean, it is a wild story.
Who was mummified? Both bodies?
Apparently both bodies started to mummify because they think the bodies had been there for up to 2 weeks.
Yeah. And they were in separate rooms.
Now, from reading
now,
some
one
of
dog,
details,
I read that one dog had passed, but two were alive.
Correct. They don't believe that it was any sort of carbon monoxide leak.
Yeah,
because the gas company came.
They said there was
no leak. They showed up, no leak. So you can kind of rule that out. I think Drab owes me a dollar for that because he was very confident, that it was a carbon monoxide leak.
You're right. Dollar. On your way.
So I thought we only did $5 bets. That's a separate hustle, the $1 bet with Drab.
I think it's a separate hustle.
Well, we didn't all agree to that. That was just dumb Bickles.
Cakes, I think, was the one who said we only do $5 bets.
I think Bickles said minimum bet five.
EB was leading the charge on that.
Yeah, but I disagree with that. So you can still do one and $2 bets.
It's very nebulous. It sounded like they were found in different portions of the house. Like Gene Hackman's body was found in a mudroom.
Yes.
The wife's body, I think, was in the bedroom, and there were
She was in the bathroom of the bedroom. So master bath.
And there were prescription pills around her.
Yeah.
So some people are theorizing that Hackman died due to a fall because his glasses and cane were right by where his body was.
Mm.
And this is just me theorizing this. Maybe she's so distraught that she found him dead. Maybe she goes into the bathroom, overdoses on pills.
Because she was so distraught.
But then what does that do for, how does the dog die?
Yeah.
I don't quite understand.
Well, maybe the
dog
ate the pills because they were on the floor.
Maybe.
Or the dog dies because it's not being fed.
Yeah.
Could be.
Wasn't that dog that died in the kennel that they had?
It was like a pen?
I didn't see that detail.
I thought it was in a pen or a kennel.
I'm going to go with that theory, Drab. I know we're trying to gumshoe this thing and try to workshop and figure out how it happened. I'm going to go with Hackman falls, dies, wife comes in, sees the scene, she's distraught, ODs, dog, big question mark.
Could it be in reverse? Hmm. Could she die first? He's an old donk and doesn't know what to do,
right.
And then he just donks off.
Just donks off by falling over?
Did he definitely die from a fall?
This is what I'm reading. The authorities said there was no signs of injury. So if Hackman fell and hit his head, there would be signs of injury.
Yeah, where do you have the fall information?
No, he has just a theory. It's his theory.
Daily Mail.
Okay. It's a possibility.
But he might have fallen.
But the authorities
theorize. Yeah, but there's no evidence.
Nobody knows.
There's no evidence of a fall.
It's all theory at this point.
But wasn't there a door open? They said there was like a door open to the house. That's why one of the dogs...
Said the front door, I believe, was open, but no signs of forced entry.
A dog didn't die of starvation in a week or two, whatever it was. It would have left the house and gone and found some mouse to eat or something.
Well, yeah, but not if it was in a pen. If it was locked in some sort of
a pen?
Well, that's what
I saw the detail that one dog that died was in a kennel.
No water, okay.
He was 95, right?
Right. 95 years old.
All I'm saying is if she died first, I like your theory, Cakes, but if she dies first, he may be so old and so frail that he can't really do anything, then he just died. He was too sad.
Sure, maybe. What? I don't know. What am I, a detective?
Aren't there couples that I shouldn't say often, but there are couples that will be really old, that, you know, been together for 60 years, and they'll die within an hour of each other.
We've heard those stories, yes.
Maybe he was just sad that his younger wife died. He's 95, he's frail. I think the daughter of Gene Hackman said they barely spoke.
Right.
Mm.
So he may not have been connected to the world at all, and may have relied on his wife for everything, once she was gone, he just donks off.
From the Daily Mail, it said Hackman was found dead in a mudroom just off the couple's kitchen.
Right.
His sunglasses and cane were on the floor next to him, sparking speculation he may have died from a fall.
Okay. Well,
where I'm getting at.
Well, there's just conflicting
reports. He also may have died of an aneurysm or anything else.
From a broken heart, seeing his dead wife. I don't know. I don't know how he died. But again, he's 95. He could have died in a myriad of different ways at that age.
Well, the authorities are saying it's suspicious because the door was open.
Right.
Not because there was any sign of struggle or nothing was stolen from the house. There was no bodily injury.
Yeah.
But is it the door right by the mudroom? Because your
front
mudroom,
door.
If you have a fancy enough house, I don't really have
a
mudroom.
House. It's like a $3.8 million
right.
home.
Yeah.
The mudroom is usually, you know, where you put your cane,
right,
where you put your umbrellas and all those fancy things.
Well,
before
they're saying,
you walk in.
No, they're saying it was the front door of the house.
A different door.
That's, well, they're saying it's the front door of the house. So the person that came over who called 911 said, the front door of the house is open. And there was one dog inside, and there was one dog outside running around the yard.
We need to see the toxicology report, which it sounds like it'll take 4 to 6 weeks to figure out.
BT Dubs, Valdez, since you have been to Pebble Beach, the 10th hole, okay?
Yeah.
All right, 10th hole right along the water.
Mm-hmm.
At the back of the green in the 10th hole, do you remember that house? It looks like a big castle.
Is it like, it's like yellowish?
Yeah. That used to be Gene Hackman's house. He used to live in that house and sold it for, it was probably a $40 million house.
Boatload of cash.
Now, Hackman was not a golfer, but he did live in that house, and they said he was very quiet. I'm guessing his wife lived there too. But I think he moved, call it 10 years ago. He sold that house 10 years ago. But anyway, so he used to live in that fat-ass house. I'm not sure why he sold it, because it's ridiculous.
Well, he sold it because a realtor came and said, you can get this much money for your house. And he said, well, maybe. I'm going to sell it.
Maybe, but he doesn't need the money. Right. But anyway, it was just a great home overlooking the ocean. But I guess he wanted to go to Santa Fe, New Mexico.
I've heard good things. I would choose Pebble.
Of course, yeah.
Definitely a downgrade.
Yeah, but anyway.
Lifestyle downgrade. Going to Santa Fe.
New Mexico's nubs. Santa Fe might be kind of artsy fartsy and nice, right. But still New Mexico.
If he was going to kill himself, he should have stayed at Pebble. I think that's what a lot of people kill themselves at Pebble.
Why do they do that? It's such a beautiful place.
Yeah, because that's where they want to die. They go to the edge of the cliffs on number 8.
Number 8, yeah. And they just jump.
Yeah.
do you have documentation?
Yeah, the caddy told me.
A caddy told you?
Yeah.
A drunk old caddy?
My caddy said, there's a lot of people that walk out on Pebble to kill themselves.
Okay, don't put that the marketing.
Do you remember
info?
The video of, because you watch golf all the time?
Oh, I do. Yeah.
Do you remember when Jordan Spieth hit a ball and he was on a cliff?
No.
Yes, he was really close.
He was this far from falling over the cliff.
Okay, I kind of remember that.
That's the cliff he's talking about.
Okay.
He's saying people go out there in the middle of the night and just jump.
That caddy's local. He would know more than you or I would, so I got to trust him.
All right, you want to chime in throughout the show? You can always hit us up on the MGM National Harbor
Listener Line
at 800-636-1067. Running the 3-man show today on a Friday. Keep it here. We're the Junkies on the Fan.
Coming up on the show today, guest-wise, we got Will Dawkins, Wizards general manager. He'll be on the show at 8. And we'll close out the show with Kevin McCarthy. I'll tell you what to see at the movies or to stream this weekend.
I got to tell you, I thought that I wouldn't be back into the NBA. Mm-hmm. I lost a little bit in the early season, but I think the Luka trade, the Jimmy Butler trade, sparked some interest.
It's reinvigorated you.
I found myself watching the Nuggets-Bucks game last night, which was on TNT, mm-hmm. which was Giannis versus the Joker. They both put up big numbers. Joker had a big triple-double in the loss. Giannis, I think, finished with 19 rebounds to go along with 30-plus points.
Yep.
Meanwhile, Steph Curry put up 12. He put up 19 threes, but hit 12 of them.
That's absurd.
So just do the math there. That's 36 points. He finished with 56 points. And Golden State has only lost one game since they've added Jimmy Butler. So I think the Western Conference is going to be super. He only finished with 5 points.
Oh, okay.
Steph was taking all the shots.
Yeah. He took 25 shots.
Western Conference playoffs are going to be super intriguing because you have the Lakers who won last night. LeBron goes for over 30 and had a bunch of boards. Luka's shooting terribly, but he's grabbing a bunch of rebounds and they're winning.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got the Lakers on the rise. You've got the Golden State Warriors winning now with Jimmy Butler. And then you have the established teams like OKC, the Denver Nuggets. I think the Western Conference can be intriguing. I don't put that much stock into like the teams that have never done it before, like Houston and Memphis, but they're high-ranked. And then you've got low-ranked teams like Minnesota with Anthony Edwards. I mean, they made it all the way to the Western Conference Finals last year.
You know who played well for them last night? Terrence Shannon. Now, they lost.
What's Terrence Shannon's story?
He was the kid from Illinois who was accused of rape.
Oh, that's right.
And he slipped in the draft because of it, but he's been playing pretty well.
Yeah. Well, Anthony
Edwards got kicked out because he threw the ball in the stands, but Shannon has been really good.
I stayed up till Fill in the blank.
Oh, jeez. Hold on. 11:45.
12:45.
How do you do that?
I think it was 12:25.
Did you take a nap?
I don't understand.
Did I take a nap on
yesterday
on Thursday?
I don't know how you can survive. Think so. I don't know how you survive on like 4 hours.
Sleep. This is actually the impressive and maybe psychotic part.
Yeah,
is that JP won't have an ounce of caffeine during the show.
Well, that's shocking. I don't know how.
Yeah, he just drinks water.
Yeah,
I mean, that's all I drink.
But. And I think he barely drinks water.
You didn't go to bed at 12:30.
No, I know. I don't know how he does it. I just assumed he took a 2 hour power nap.
I don't think
but
I did
if he
yesterday.
Didn't. Well, you would remember.
Definitely
if
not
did.
A 2 hour power nap.
Yeah.
I might have snuck in a short one.
I'm more surprised you watched a random Bucks Nuggets game in late February. That's
I didn't watch it start to finish.
That's more shocking
because the Caps were on, yeah. And unfortunately, the Caps lost.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of the Caps.
Jason gave Carberry the kiss of death, saying he's coach of the year. Now they don't win anymore at home.
Well, this is what I thought.
Hold on, let's pump the brakes. That was their first back-to-back losses at home since like
mid-December. Yeah.
So, okay.
And Lindgren was in the net. You know what? I like Lindgren. Let's be real. The other guy's better.
Logan Thompson clearly better than Lindgren.
So I feel like they had the JV goalie in, and they lost 4-2. Mm-hmm. Ovi didn't score.
Right.
So I was watching that.
Lost 5-2. They allowed 5.
That's right. Yeah. They let the empty netter in.
Yeah.
They pulled the goalie with 3 minutes to go. I was watching a little of the alt cast with our boy GP.
Yeah.
And Tariq El-Bashir and Tony P from DC. That guy's. I had never heard of Tony P in DC.
I'll be fully
and now he's
honest.
Everywhere.
My only exposure to Tony P ever is through the tentacles of this show and or the alt cast.
Same.
Like, I'm glad he's making a living doing whatever he's doing, but I never come in contact with any of his content unless we're talking about.
I know he does the like it or not. On Channel 5 sometimes at 7:30.
All right.
Lion Hour.
I don't know what that is. I mean,
Fox 5 has a show. Fox it's kind 5. Of their own
They just throw out
morning show.
Goofy topics and okay. just, like it or not.
Hold on. It's during the mornings while we're doing this show?
No, it's at 7:30.
Oh, he's doing the later version.
It's at night?
Yes.
At 7:30? Yeah. I mean, I'm either watching
Caps, we never watch it. Yeah.
Or I'm watching my man Bilal Coulibaly, or I'm digesting something
Our guy
else.
Guy Lambert's on it sometimes.
Like Guy Lambert, just saw him this morning.
Yeah, Guy.
I didn't know he did a TV show at 7:30 at night.
Sometimes. They rotate the host, but...
I asked my wife because I see...
Well, it's been that show's been on for years, and they promote it heavily on social media, so it's just humorous that you haven't seen it.
It's just blind spot.
He doesn't care.
All of us have blind spots.
He just doesn't pay attention to it.
I don't watch it. I just see it with the menu. You know,
if it was somebody dying, Cakes would retain that information.
Or poker-related.
Yeah. Right. Or poker-related.
Yeah.
He's seen it. He just doesn't retain it because he doesn't care about it.
Because it's a knot for Cakes.
Yeah. probably a knot.
I mean, at 7:30, we're mostly watching sports. At 7:30.
Correct.
We're not going to be watching Like It or Not. I get it.
Right.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Tony P, we were chastised by the boys behind the glass because none of us were aware of who Tony P in DC was. They followed him on Instagram or were at least aware of him. And now we're aware of him because of that discussion on the show.
Right.
And then we met him.
Mm-hmm.
He came to the Wizards game.
Nice
we
guy.
Went to the Wizards game. Nice guy. And he was on the Altcast last night, which I was checking out because we're doing it next Friday.
That's right.
They were promoting it.
Mm-hmm.
On the bottom of the telecast, you would see our four dumb faces
time
to time, and it would say Altcast.
We'll be on for the Caps Red Wings
next Friday.
Altcast.
But I did ask my wife, who's on Instagram a lot. She had no idea who Tony P and DC is. So it's just, you know, like EB talks about his reels. It just depends what's on your algorithm, what you're checking out.
What's your thing?
But the Caps lose 5-2. You're right. 5-2.
How are we doing on guests for the Altcast? We got to have at least two.
I think that's what we're doing.
I don't know.
We're doing Darren Revelle.
Darren Revelle.
And then we're working on somebody that
who's
a friend of the show.
We'll
because
guests.
We last time we did it, the third period when we didn't have any guests, very dry.
I think that's the format that they like. I
mean, it's too dry.
They like dry? Dry is the format?
No,
don't you agree it was dry?
Third period, no guests.
I'm trying to remember.
Because we were basically just watching the game and commenting every 35 seconds.
You know what? If that's what they want,
Well, I don't know if they want that, but that's what it was.
That might be what they're going to get.
So Drabby, I don't know if you... Do you ever read the recaps of games on ESPN? This floored me. So after the, I don't know who wrote this for ESPN, but the, you know, the Blues beat the Caps last night, right?
Probably Gronk.
It was just a staff guy.
Yeah, it's an AI.
You're probably right. Maybe it was Gronk or Gronk, whatever you call it. It said it always has a takeaway segment.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Right, it has a blurb for each team.
Just takeaway from the Blues.
Right.
It says, in Captain Braden Schenn's 1,000th regular season game in the league, his teammates brought some of their best, blah, 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 blah. Capitals, it says, for as well as things have been going before the week started, it looks like this team has hit a midseason hull. No, lull, I'm sorry. Lull.
Okay, yeah.
Midseason lull, they just put up 15 goals in the first two games after the break.
They have to have something for the blurb.
I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
They had two duds at home.
They've been so good that dropping two straight is kind of a story.
They had two duds at home, but the two games before that, they put up 100 goals.
I know.
I don't think that's a midseason lull.
If you don't lose at home and you lose two in a row, it's a bit of a lull.
That's a midseason lull.
The Caps have been
minor lull.
They've been so outstanding.
I don't know. I thought that was a reach
they've
from
been
a takeaway.
So damn good that dropping two games at home and look, Carberry talked about it. I think his quote was, "We just didn't seem to have that oomph that we've had before." Like it's kind of a mini story. They've been so outstanding that dropping two straight at home for the first time in like 2.5 or 3 months. Becomes a mini story.
It's kind of surprising that they only scored three goals in those two games combined, but I don't know. I just thought that was kind of a reach. So they play Tampa tomorrow afternoon, 12:30.
Ooh. So that's Saturday matinee.
So is that an NBC game? Is that a nationally televised game?
I'll double check who's carrying.
And I believe Tampa has won seven straight. I believe Tampa won last night. I think I saw that, and they have won seven straight, so they're hot.
Lightning at Caps. That's on ESPN Plus.
Okay, all right. So yeah, Tampa beat Calgary last night 3-0, so they've won seven straight. So don't forget, Caps playing tomorrow at 12:30.
Like that quick reminder.
Yeah. But you did mention the NBA from last night. Steph was unbelievable. They beat the Magic by 6 in Orlando, but he had 56. He had 12 threes. He was 12 for 19. From three, he just made it look so easy. From the highlights I saw, it just looked so easy for him. You mentioned the Bucks beat the Nuggets by 9. Joker had 32, 14, and 10. He's just, is he averaging a triple-double?
Believe so. Jeez. But he's probably not going to be the MVP. I did hear the stat. Do you know who the last player was in the NBA to finish top two in the MVP for 5 straight years?
I have no clue.
Because Joker's about to do it. It's assumed he's going to finish either first or second this
year. Karl Malone.
Nope.
Was it further back?
Yes.
Dominique?
He finished top two in the MVP?
I'm just asking.
5 years in a row.
Pretty damn good. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Ever heard of Larry Bird? That's how dominant he was. 81 through 86, he either finished number one in the MVP. I think he won the MVP 3 straight years. Or second place.
Well, if you're averaging a triple-double and your team is 15 games over 500 and you're obviously going to the playoffs, I think you should win the MVP.
Maybe you should, but I think the odds are that Shea is going to win it.
He's really good.
Joker's averaging 29, 12.5, and 10.4 assists.
You know what? Yeah. Joker fatigue. People have Joker fatigue.
Is that what it is? He's so damn good.
He's just
good,
so good. Just like, okay. At this point, it's expected.
He's averaging a trip dub. Not good. A trip dub, by the way, with almost 30 points per game. This isn't like a 12-point trip dub, which those are great, too.
That's the only way to explain it.
Yeah.
There's some wacky metric which shows that Shea is... there's a million analytics and metrics, but I can't remember the name of the metric which has Shea as the top, like, most efficient player in the game.
Well, he's having a great year, and his team is 47-11. I can see it. I mean, they're 9.5 games better than Denver. I just think if you're averaging a triple double, I mean, who's more valuable in the league than Joker?
I think the playoffs are going to be awesome. I mean, we'll see how you could have a matchup like the Nuggets against the Golden State Warriors in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
You could have, let's say, Dallas comes out of the play-in. Dallas plays the Lakers. I mean, there's going to be some mega matchups in the playoffs, which are going to be awesome to watch. I think mostly on the West side.
Yeah. Well, Cakes is looking forward to the NBA playoffs. I know that.
I'm pumped. I'm ready.
Yeah. Any word on Sarr and if he's going to play the next game, or is the ankle just still banged up?
You've had a mini like Alex Saar, I would say almost obsession over the last like 10 days. Do you have like props on him?
No, I just
want us to see if he's healthy and he's playing.
Well, yeah, I mean,
he was questionable on Wednesday.
We can ask Will Dawkins. He's going to be on the show at 8 o'clock.
I just think it's interesting because you know, he was out for a while and then he came back and played pretty well in that one game, and then I think we had Coach Keefe on. Mm-hmm. He said, "Yeah, we're taking it day by day," and then he's missed the last I think 3 games.
Is he going to win Rook of the Year, Alex Saar? Is he going to put that in his trophy case?
He might be the favorite, but I mean, if he's not playing, how can he win it?
It's going to be tough to win it if he's sitting on the sideline.
Let me get your updated rookie ladder, Cakes. The Kia rookie ladder.
Now they play. Oh, they should. Well, I'm not saying they should win. They could win tomorrow. They play who?
The Hornets.
They play the Hornets.
they semi-own the Hornets this year.
The Hornets are just awful. They play in Charlotte tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. So we'll see. Well, I guess we can ask Will Dawkins if Saar is going to play.
How much do you think the Wiz Hornets tickets are going for on the aftermarket? I'm going to look this up. I haven't looked at
$12.
I'm going to guess you can get in the door for maybe less.
$8?
Maybe $7 or $8.
Your rookie ladder right now has Stephon Castle as the favorite. He's averaging 12.5 points per game for the Spurs. Jalen Wells, number 2 from the Grizzlies. Zach Edey, number 3, also from the Grizzlies. I don't know. Sars down there, man.
Jason, I wish that I could get in to see Ovi.
Sars, number 9.
Wish I could get in to see Ovi as cheap.
So Sars not winning it.
If you want to go see the Wiz Hornets tomorrow at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte, tickets start as low as
$8.
$6.
Wow. Nice.
Man, I wish I could
road trip.
Columbus tickets for $6.
We'll take a road trip.
Have to look at Ovi's pace.
How much would someone have to pay you to drive down to Charlotte tomorrow and sit in the entire, all 48 minutes?
Drive there. I have to watch
48 minutes.
Okay.
And then spend the night in a hotel and come back on Sunday.
I'd do it for $1,000.
I would too.
Call Thomas Mooney.
see if he's willing to offer.
Yeah, see if he's got $1,000 spare bucks lying around.
Yeah. Hey, one last thing. Did you guys watch any of the Combine?
I watched a little bit of it. I just watched a little bit of the 40, but not.
It is
not
pretty incredible that 270-pound monster can jump 40 inches.
Which one are you talking about? I don't know who you're talking about.
Are you talking about Shamar Stewart?
Yes.
Yeah. Shamar Stewart, the defensive, I think he's more like a defensive end, like outside linebacker hybrid, but he's big. From Texas A&M, like, he comps pretty well to somebody named Miles Garrett, who also went to Texas A&M.
Oh, no, it was Landon Jackson.
Okay, the dude from Arkansas.
Arkansas, yeah.
He only had 6.5 sacks last season, but he had a 40.5-inch vertical, and he weighs 264 pounds.
They have alopecia.
Sick athlete. Does he have alopecia?
I don't know. That's just sick. I think we should do the bit and just... Trab, could we somehow find the vertical leap thing? I think I might be under 12 inches. My knees are so bad, I can't jump at all.
I have no idea what mine would be.
I know it's not good.
I know it's not great.
The last thing I would do. But that the Thompson kid.
I'd be intrigued
kid,
to see how bad we'd perform.
The Nebraska kid ran a 40, I don't know, he's 4.8
mm-hmm.
defensive lineman.
Is Landon Jackson, is he a whitey? A whitey with a 40-inch vertical?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Did you watch Mac McClung?
An edge
there
rusher?
Are some cakes.
Okay, they're true, but they're outliers. I mean, that is a huge outlier. And he was moving in the 40-yard dash, too. Guy's a freak.
Yeah. So,
got to pay attention. Commanders could use an edge rusher.
Well, they certainly could.
I think he might be mixed, Landon Jackson.
I'm confused. I'm very confused over here. But if he can get to the passer 11 or 12 times in a season, please draft him. Yeah. Draft him at number 29.
Yeah, so more combine action today. I'm not sure what positions go today, but I watched a little bit of it. I know that one of the stories from yesterday was a lot of the guys were slipping. Apparently they changed the turf.
There were false starts the guys had, like on the 40, they had to restart at least a few times.
Yeah. they there's like a new infill of whatever they blend to make the turf in Indianapolis. It's different than the years past, so a lot of guys were slipping. So I don't know. That was one of the stories yesterday. Mini story.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always hit us up on the MGM National Harbor listener line. Stay tuned for your chance to win Dirk's Bentley tickets. We'll give you a chance to win those shortly here on the Junkies. All right, coming up shortly, we're going to play Who Am I to give away some Dirk's Bentley tickets. You can call in now. We have one pair we'll give away now, one which we will give away later. We will do Who Am I with three contestants. You can call us now at 800-636-1067. It'll just be an old school Who Am I with clues. We don't need to do round robin. Maybe we'll do that one later. I know that's Jason's favorite.
That's fine. However you want to do it.
So more and more NFL news has been coming out. You know, we've spent a couple days talking about Matthew Stafford, which is interesting because he's still playing well. And why the heck is Sean McVay and the Rams, why are they so intent on moving Matthew Stafford? It really doesn't make any sense.
Maybe they know something that other teams don't because, I mean, he's been there forever. Sense. Like, maybe they realize, hey, he's close to smashing into the wall. Let's get something in return for him and kind of reset this thing.
It's possible. Yeah, I think also he wants more money.
I don't know what their plan is. I'm sure their plan is bad. I'm sure that whatever backup plan they have isn't great, but they must have some sort of plan if they're going to deal away Matt Stafford. I don't know whether that's bring in Kirk Cousins for a year or two until they find their guy. I don't know what it entails, but it's probably not great.
I would think that as desperate as some of these teams are for quarterbacks, and we've already gone through the list of them, I mean, there's a bevy of them, that if you have a guy like Stafford who can get you to the playoffs, who you know was driving to possibly beat the Eagles in a terrible snowstorm, I mean, I think you'd want to keep them. But I don't know. Those guys are smarter than me. They know what they want. But it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, and there are rumors that the Giants, I don't know why you would want to go to the Giants. The Giants are going to trade up for a quarterback. And then as it pertains to Matthew Stafford, of course, we had the beef between Ian Rappaport and Jordan Schultz, NFL insiders, because one of them was saying, hey, Tom Brady basically brought Stafford here. They're having like a clandestine meeting he's recruiting.
There's a lock that happened. There was no way they just ran into each other and had a chance encounter.
And then Rappaport was saying, no, it's just coincidence. There's no tampering here. By the way, the NFL said there was no tampering.
Jason would definitely.
It's kind of weird.
He would definitely disrespect Ian Rappaport despite all of his great NFL nuggets that he comes up with.
Why?
He's 5'5".
Yeah. You're not a real man at 5'5".
He's kind of tiny. And I'm barely 5'8".
I feel bad for him. You know what? It's not his fault. Short dad, short mom.
Just genetics.
Probably both.
There's nothing you can do.
Nothing you can do.
I mean, you can go through that weird surgery where they're like, don't they like crack the bones in your legs and put extenders in your leg
Wouldn't be worth it.
To get a few more inches? I mean, maybe if you're 5'4 or 5'5", you consider it.
So anyway, there are reports that the Raiders are getting closer to a deal and getting closer to finding common ground.
On what?
A deal that would move Stafford to the Raiders.
Oh. Well, if I'm Stafford, like I wouldn't want to go to either of those dumpster fire teams. But I mean, well, maybe he just wants
an extension. So apparently, he's making about $27 million this year. He wants to make about $50 million. Well, so he basically wants to double his salary.
If he looks at the landscape of what guys are getting paid,
he's getting underpaid.
Probably doesn't deserve $50 million, but I know he deserves more than $27 million. Like he definitely deserves a bump.
I would agree. So maybe he signs a 2-year extension for $80 million and gets $40 million a year.
Maybe he just looks at the Giants and says, I can throw the ball to Malik Nabers a bunch and we can try to win 8 or 9 games, but seems like a stretch.
Yeah. So do you think that if it could happen this weekend?
I mean, that's what Rappaport says.
There's so much talk.
Rappaport says the decision could come this weekend.
Yeah, well. It's so funny because McVay said, I don't know, a couple days ago, you just never know what to believe. You can't believe anything that comes out of these guys' mouths. But he said, yeah, we really want to keep Stafford.
Well, if you listen to his whole speech, it was nothing but just gobbledygook word salad. He was just covering every single base.
Yeah, okay. But, you know, they also apparently are entertaining trade offers.
Right.
If you want to call in to play the game, by the way, we're going to play it now at 800-636-1067. How do you think your boy Jimmy G would fare with the Rams?
Is he under contract?
Poorly.
I've just seen his name as somebody that could be the guy that they go with this year if they don't have Matthew Stafford. Stafford just led them almost to the NFC Championship game.
I know,
they were close to beating the Eagles.
Jason threw a bad pass.
He's never wanted to admit that Jimmy Garoppolo was a creation of the 49ers quarterback cocoon.
He was
like outside of that comfort zone with Shanahan.
Yeah.
What has he done?
He's had some injuries, but he's been disappointing since he left there, right. No doubt. He got the team to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Now he threw a horrible pick that cost him a game in that Super Bowl, but he was much better 3 or 4 years ago.
I'd have a hard time.
And by the way, Garoppolo's a free agent.
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, obviously they can re-sign him, but he is a free agent.
I mean, if I'm Sean McVay, that is a massive downgrade going from Matt Stafford to Jimmy Garoppolo.
Well, whoever they go with is going to be a big downgrade.
True, but that's a pretty sizable one.
I mean, I can't imagine they're going to trade Stafford and then start Jimmy G, but I could be wrong.
I mean, how do you sell that to the fan base, going from Matt Stafford to Jimmy Garoppolo? That's
all right, so there just aren't a lot of options.
Yeah, I mean, assume that Stafford moves. Who do you think would start then?
No,
you don't like Jimmy G.
He's a free agent. I don't know. I mean, I think
I
don't know if he'll be on the team.
I think Kirk Cousins is that's a perfect landing spot for him. Because he's going to get whacked by the Falcons. They're going with Penix next year.
Although the Falcons indicated they might keep him as a backup.
Keep Kirk Cousins as a backup? Well, I mean, he'd have to take a massive pay cut, I would think. You're not keeping him as a backup making $40 million.
Well,
they're not paying Penix much.
Well, I mean,
he's not going to agree to a pay cut.
Is there any team in on the planet that would have a $45 million backup that's not starting games? I mean, I find that hard to believe.
Well, I mean, Deshaun Watson.
Okay. I guess that's one.
I mean, he's hurt, but right. he would be one.
I think Kirk Cousins is wearing a different uniform next year. He's probably playing for the Browns or the Rams or another quarterback.
I don't know.
Team.
It's just strange that that the Rams want to move on for him. I understand it's a business and you feel like you can't pay a certain amount, whatever the player wants. But
right.
If he wants to double his salary, I can understand that. But I would try and work something out on a 2-year deal or extension to keep him there because you know you have a legitimate shot at getting to the playoffs with him. If you move on to, a Jimmy G or, a younger player, draft somebody, it'd be a much more difficult
and from
task.
From Stafford's perspective, he has to look, if he gets traded to either the Raiders or the Giants, I mean, it's just a black hole. Like, he knows he's not going to contend for a Super Bowl with either of those teams. He can't probably even make the playoffs in the Giants division or the Raiders in the AFC West.
Yeah.
Good luck. Best of luck to you, Matt Stafford.
Right. Or maybe one of these, maybe McVay sees like a Jackson Dart and says, all right, we can grab him late first round or second round and he could be our guy.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know what their plans are.
Yep.
But they clearly aren't that interested in paying Matt Stafford $50 million.
No, they don't want to do that.
If they're talking to all these other teams. Do you want to do the game?
Sure.
Probably should do it.
We'll have them challenge a junkie. Since I came up with the who am I, they got to take on either Cakes, Fish Bucks, or they could take on somebody from behind the glass.
All right, let's go to Chris in Woodbridge. Chris, you're on with the Junks. Good morning. Good luck to you.
Hey, good morning, Junks.
Chris, who would you like to challenge? Cakes, Fish Bucks, or one of the boys behind the glass?
I want Cakes.
All right. Okay. All right, Chris,
so I'm going to give you a series of clues. If you know the answer, shout out your name.
All right.
You'll get your guess.
Okay.
You get it right, you win the prize. Cake's not eligible to win the prize, so then we would save it for later in the program.
Yeah, now we're just competing, Chris. Best of luck.
Who am I? I am 82 years old.
82. Okay. All right.
Back in the day, I was one of the biggest action stars in film.
82 action star.
I am in a blockbuster right now.
Chris is in.
Harrison Ford.
What did I write down, Jason Bishop? if you can read my writing.
Harrison Ford is correct.
Harrison Ford. Well done, congratulations, Chris. Man. Yeah. You're getting two tickets to go see Dierks Bentley. Broken Branches Tour, Friday, July 11th at Jiffy Lube Live with special guests Zach Top and the band Lula. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. Good job. You took down Cakes.
Yeah, I was flummoxed.
Nice job.
By the way, you don't...
He's in Captain America, you know, Brave New World.
Do you know what character Harrison Ford turns into in the new Captain America? There's no way you get it.
Well, I know it.
You know it?
Red Hulk.
Turns into Red Hulk. There's a Green Hulk.
And there's a Red Hulk?
There's a Red Hulk.
Is Red Hulk a good guy or a bad guy?
I think from what my son told me, Red Hulk, bad.
Okay.
Green Hulk, good.
All right. Who is your favorite all-time Harrison Ford character? Obviously, you can go Star Wars, sure. You can go Raiders of the Lost Ark,
yeah.
Or you can go my favorite, Richard Kimball, The Fugitive. I love The Fugitive.
Richard Kimball's good. You could also go Harrison Ford as president in Air Force One.
Your favorite?
You could do. I'm just spitballing.
Give me your favorite.
I mean, it's got to be
his resume.
It has to be an absurd resume. It has to be Indiana Jones.
Yeah, I didn't love the Indiana Jones movies.
Indiana Jones. I mean, the original Indiana Jones, where the boulder is rolling at him in the cave, is one of the great scenes in cinema history. There's no chance Mike Marr has seen Raiders of the Lost Ark.
We will. Yeah, hey, you never know. We have a Mike Marr classic movie review coming up at 8:25. Ooh, maybe it's Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I'm going to bet against it, but he should put that on his list.
Bishbucks, your favorite all-time Harrison Ford movie and character?
I'm not sure. I can't remember his name, but Patriot Games.
Oh, that's a good... Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan, yeah.
Definitely Jack Ryan.
Yeah. Maul, J.R.
Yeah. Valdez?
President James Marshall, Air Force One.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Drabby, do you have a Harrison Ford fave?
I mean, it's easily Indy.
I mean, come on. Yeah, I mean, that is his magnum opus, JP, mm-hmm. In my opinion. Unless you're a real Star Wars dork.
Yeah, Han Solo is pretty good.
It's good.
Is he still married to Calista Flockhart?
Calista Flockhart?
Hallie McBeal.
I don't know.
I looked it up. Yes, that was going to be one of my clues.
Very good.
22 years younger. All right, got to take a break. Phone number is 800-636-1067. You want to hit us up on the MGM National Harbor listener lines? The mayor's talked about a new stadium in the RFK site. It may not allow tailgating. How do you feel about that? We'll tackle that next here on The Junkies.